This week, we lost a legend in the hip-hop community. Taylor Swift drops her first re-recorded album, and BTS goes trilingual. This is Billboard News Now for Friday, April 9th. First up, this week, the hip-hop community is mourning the loss of rapper DMX. The iconic MC who helped build the Rough Riders label into a powerhouse during the late 1990s has died at the age of 50. Stop. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, was rushed to the hospital in White Plains, New York last Friday, April 2nd, after experiencing a heart attack triggered by a drug overdose. As of Sunday, April 4th, DMX had been on life support and was in a vegetative state, according to his former manager. In an official statement from DMX's family, they said, "Earl was a warrior who fought till the very end. He loved his family with all of his heart, and we cherish the times we spent with him. Earl's music inspired countless fans across the world, and his iconic legacy will live on forever." Continuing, "We appreciate all the love and support during this incredibly difficult time. Please respect our privacy as we grieve the loss of our brother, father, uncle, and the man the world knew as DMX." DMX is considered one of the biggest artists of the 90s and early 2000s rap era. The Party Up rapper had a decades-long career that included 15 visits to the Billboard Hot 100 and 5 number one Billboard 200 albums to his credit. In July 2020, DMX made one of his last public performances when he faced off against Snoop Dogg in a versus battle. "A positive idea is impossible, so you know John Doe is what they gonna be putting on that tag on your tongue." Even though DMX's career was plagued with legal troubles as well as struggles with drug addiction, he still became one of the most successful hardcore rappers to go mainstream. DMX was an artist with a huge cultural impact and influence. Next up, were Swifties excited about the release of Fearless, Taylor's version? You bet they were. Taylor Swift kicked off the next phase of her career by returning to the past with a re-recording of her 2008 sophomore album. Spanning 26 songs and with a runtime of 1 hour and 46 minutes, Taylor's version is a feast, taking Swifties back in time and down memory lane with fan favorites like 15 and Love Story. And Taylor even included a couple features, Keith Urban and Maren Morris, also bringing back several of the album's session musicians, recruiting Colby Calais to redo her backing vocals on Breathe. As you can imagine, fans had a lot to say about the release as it was trending on social before and long after it dropped. One fan comparing her listening experience to therapy, tweeting, "Therapy is expensive, but Fearless, Taylor's version isn't." Others feeling proud of Taylor for her accomplishment, "I keep crying today because I feel nostalgic and proud." And of course, many reminiscing about the younger days when they first heard Taylor's timeless tracks for the very first time. "The real magic of Fearless, Taylor's version is that it transports me back to a time before I hated men." And finally, BTS can't stop, won't stop setting records. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
The K-pop superstars expand their palette of hits in different languages as their Japanese-sung film Out, released April 1st stateside, arrives at number 185 on the April 10th dated Billboard Global excluding US chart. The track joins three other BTS songs on this week's list, with former 8-week leader Dynamite sung in English at number 6. Life Goes On, sung in Korean at number 107. And Boy With Love, featuring Halsey, sung in both English and Korean at number 168. And in true BTS fashion, the guys have made history once again. No other act has graced the global excluding US chart with songs in three languages since its inception last September, let alone all in the same week. BTS, however, pulls it off for a second time, having first charted three songs in three languages back in September. Film Out is from the group's entirely Japanese album, BTS The Best, set to drop June 16th. To stay caught up with all of your favorite artists, keep it locked on Billboard.com. For Billboard News, I'm Jordan Rowling.
All right, that is all for today. But for more on these stories, you can head to Billboard.com. And don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.